In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a city, as a joy, and its people as a delight. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As of these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, or will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" As disciples were concerned about the times and the signs of the end of things, the end of times, today I would like us to ponder a little about the biblical concept of time. We are at the end of the church calendar year, and a new one is about to begin in 2 weeks with Advent. And characteristically, our Sunday readings have a lot of references to time and seasons. The Greek language has two words for time: Chronos and Kairos. Chronos, the root word from which the words like chronology, chronometer, chronic, anachronism, chronicle, it represents the secular notion of time. It refers to sequential time, like Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, there is one service, and there is 10 o'clock, another service, like that. And it is also quantitative. This is the kind of time people use when they say it takes a lot of time to do this work, or the amount of time it took for me to get here yesterday from Boston, where I was attending a funeral. As opposed to chronos, kairos means the right or opportune moment. Right moment or opportune moment. It signifies a time between a moment of indeterminate time in which something special happens. Jean Houston says in her book, The Search for the Beloved, "It is the appointed time when powers and movements of a deeper world erupt into our regular lives, when greater trumps are in play, and danger and excitement of living on the edge. It's a time brimming with meaning, a time more potent than normal time." In the New Testament, Kairos means the appointed time in the purpose of God, the time when God acts. For instance, our liturgy on Sunday morning is an appointed time in the purpose of God, indicating that the time of the liturgy is intersection with eternity. Sunday morning is God's date with all of us. God shows up every Sunday morning in our service. And how many of us really show up that time to be with God? Sometimes God is stood up, by us when we are not there on that date with God. So it is that moment, that kind of time is the Kairos time, Sunday morning time. Creation in the beginning of time, or the salvation history that began with the birth of Jesus, and the second coming of Christ at the end of times are examples of Kairos moments. And here lies the problem. Here lies the problem of scheduling the end of times. We know it is coming, but we somehow want to schedule God, how God should appear. God uses a different way of speaking with us, intervening in the lives of people, intervening in history. And Jesus was against people trying to figure out what is supposed to be the realm of God. However, Jesus knew that there will be people like Hal Lindsey's, Harold Camping's, and Tim LaHaye's that he predicted in our scripture, that lot of folks will come peddling, warning about the end of times. Today's gospel lay out before us two options. Either we can choose them as a warning and try to figure out times so that we can wiggle our way into being swallowed up into the heavenly abodes, or we can take them as an invitation to live now in the present, in faith and hope, and use the future prospect of tribulation to sharpen our deep appreciation in the presence of God in our lives today. It is a present moment, it is a gift from God. Living on God's time is living in the present, fully aware of that time. How do we live in God's time? How can we untrap ourselves from the vicious net of Chronos time and begin to enjoy the Kairos moments that happen all the time in our lives? We do not recognize the Kairos moments because we pay too much attention to our secular time, the Chronos time. We often miss them because we live in the crazy world of success in which we define keeping all our appointments and fulfilling all our priorities for any given day. In our hurried world, we forget to stop and smell the roses, which for us are small and inconsequential things. Do we let interruptions happen in our lives? Have we ever thought that sometimes these interruptions are God's way of calling our attention? Jesus often masterfully allowed these interruptions to stop him from going where he was going or doing what he was doing. And instead, these kind of interruptions are the times that he did all the healings. Most of the healing that Jesus did took place as he was about to do something. Somebody called out, "Jesus, heal me." And Jesus stopped what he was doing and healed the person. So interruptions are ways that God is talking to us, and we are concerned about getting somewhere or doing something, but here is something happened, and we allow that interruption to take place and do what is necessary, and that is what Jesus did in his healing ministry. How do we recognize the timing of God and minister to these interruptions? Sometimes these interruptions from God can be earth-shaking and history-defining ones, like the one Mary, the mother of Jesus, had at the time of her Annunciation. She was going about the things that she, mundane things that she was doing. Then all of a sudden, something happened to her. She allowed that interruption to take place in her life, and as a result, she became the mother of God. She brought Jesus into the world. Last night, we were driving back from Boston after attending that funeral. My brother, who is sitting here with us today, and Susan and my niece, and we were concerned about beating the clock and getting back here in the shortest time possible. And you know, we were saying that, you know, well, somebody once said it was, you know, we'll get there by 9 o'clock, and they said it is 8:30, and you know, and I'm trying to beat both those times. And so this, and I was concerned, I was, you know, about the time, about getting here on time. And I don't know what time and why I have to get here at 8:30 or 8 o'clock, I don't know, but it was in my mind. We just passed King of Prussia exits, and want to get the new exit in Malvern and Phoenixville exit, and so that will get me even faster. So, you know, I took that one. So we just passed the King of Prussia exit, and I heard a noise. First I thought it was from the car, but it wasn't. And then I thought, you know, maybe it was a truck. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and I saw a small car grazing across the concrete wall on one side, and then lost the control, you know, of the car, and the car was spinning a couple times, and then head right to the concrete wall, head on. I could see all this in my rear view mirror behind me, and this happening, and not many cars were fortunately coming. I was just thinking, what happened to that person driving at that time? No, that all of a sudden, you know, I felt, you know, I was working on the sermon and realized that that is an interruption in my life. Because all of a sudden I realized that how precious is my life, and how I, so much time on driving this way, I went to sleep. I was sleepy, and nothing happened to me, but it was God's grace. And moments like that, we should think about, reflect on it. And those are Kairos moments. Those are the times God is speaking to us. And to me, that was the moment. You know, of course, you know, it was awful what happened, and I couldn't go back and anything, but in my own life I could think of that as a moment God interrupted me. And these are the things that happen all the time in different ways in our lives, and we let go those kind of interruptions at our own peril, and not seeing how God is acting in our lives. It woke me up to the Kairos moment. No longer beating the clock, the chronos time was a concern for us. Instead, we talked about the fragility and the transience of our lives. Do we let these moments minister to us and thank God for the gift of our lives? Many in Jesus' time failed to recognize what God was doing in their midst, because they missed the Kairos moment. When the Jewish people were marveling at the beauty and enormity of the temple in Jerusalem, they were clearly missing the Kairos opportunity available to them. Today we failed to recognize the Kairos moments in our lives and in the lives of our people, simply because we allow ourselves to be trapped in the net of sequential time. And we apply the same logic of chronos to explain away what God would be doing in the future. We live in a speed-crazed world. We want everything fast. Jesus' parable of the seed growing secretly is meant for us moderns who are always in a hurry and impatient with the slowness of everything around us. The psalmist says, "I waited patiently upon the Lord. He stooped to me and heard my cry. O tarry and await the Lord's pleasure. Be strong and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord." Friends, we are all often too much in a hurry. Our spiritual lives are too in a hurry. We long for instant change and growth. On our own, we cannot make these things happen. All we can do is to learn to live in the moment, paying attention to the inner voice of God that speaks to us ever so dimly and slowly. It is probably the darkest moments, and when nothing seems to be happening, and when we feel the most anxious, it is often then, suddenly and mysteriously, that God is at work, ready one day to surprise us and delight us. Let us give our Lord the benefit of believing that His hand is leading us and accept the anxiety of suspense. Let us trust in the work of God in our lives and in the world. Let us hold back when opportunities are open to speak or love or pray. Let us seize those Kairos moments. Kairos moments of God in our lives. Make sure Jesus never has to weep over us for the mercies that we missed.